there are hot button issues, hot button cases that become before the Supreme Court. But then they rule on many other cases that affect our lives and don't get as much attention.
That's right. I mean, the hot button cases, abortion comes to mind clearly, but the overwhelming majority of Supreme Court cases are not 5-4 cases. They're 6-3, 7-2, 9-0. You know, a lot of cases are just, the law is fairly clear. But some of these, some issues are on the margin, you know, and, you know, Roe v. Wade is in the sights of some people that are trying to overturn that. Maybe gay marriage will be controversial again. Some of those issues become too hot for the political branches to handle, and so they end up before the court. Some people say the court should avoid those issues, and others say, no, the court has to resolve the cases that come before it. A lot of issues end up in the courts these days because our political branches are kind of broken.
I think you raise those issues that could become hot button again because of Amy Coney Barrett, who would be the replacement of Judge Ginsburg. And here we are, October 23rd, 2020, and the Senate is about to vote on her on Monday. And of course, with a Republican Senate, then that's obviously likely to happen. So I think we should point that out. Those issues now are becoming front and center because of her appointment.
That's right. And, you know, you take, like, the issue of gay marriage. Should that, the Pope has recently come out endorsing civil unions. Did you see that?
I sure did. That's very current, right?
That's a huge compromise for the Catholic Church, but he feels very strongly about it. And the Catholic Church is still a monarchy. He's the king. You know, as long as he is calling the shots, the church will be endorsing a civil union. Imagine what would happen if the court changed gay marriage laws in the United States today. I don't even know what would happen. It would be really difficult. Would the marriages that have already been consummated remain consummated, and going forward marriages couldn't be consummated? Would it be a state by state issue? There are different ways it can pan out.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to sit back and see.
Right. And I couldn't help but think, as I watched the hearings and what will be Justice Barrett, and we've seen other candidates as well, how they, hide behind the law. I mean, the senators want to know, well, how do you feel about this? How do you feel about that? And they're able to skirt it, so we kind of don't know what they really feel. Am I right in that summation?
Well, yes. I mean, justices are reluctant to say how they feel about something that's not before them, because hard cases make bad law, as the old saying is. And, you know, you got to know what each of the facts are, each of the relevant facts are, before you can give an opinion. Senators have a right to ask and a right to push for any answer they want, you know, and the judicial candidates have a right to answer in the way that they want to answer too. And then the Judiciary Committee and then the Senate will decide whether the person can be admitted to the court.
And one more case that is affecting Oklahoma today, and your comment on it would be McGirt versus Oklahoma, which would determine the federal government and tribes that they have jurisdiction over major crimes in Indian country, including much of where I am here, eastern Oklahoma. That ruling, how do you see that affecting our state in the coming years?
A lot's going to have to be worked out, and I'll have to say I did participate in an amicus brief on that Okay, so I want to let you know that I have taken a position on McGirt, and my position is in line with McGirt. I think the Tenth Circuit unanimously decided the Murphy case, which was a companion case to McGirt, because it pointed out that before a reservation is terminated, you have to go through some explicit requirements to make sure that that's what you want to do. Congress can do it. Congress has plenary power over Indians. It can do whatever it wants to do. It has jurisdiction and power to do all sorts of things, but it does have to do them within a certain process. And that's what McGirt said, and I think it was right. That being said, I think there's a lot of working together that needs to be done between the Indian tribes and the state of Oklahoma on various issues. And it's going to take a while to work that all out. And I don't think people should get upset until they talk through it and think about it, because the tribes were promised all sorts of things that were violated. Almost every treaty that was ever given to the five tribes was violated. Justice Hugo Black once said that great nations, like great men, should follow their word. And I think there's an argument to be made that the United States should follow its word. Or if it comes time to change its word, it needs to explicitly, carefully point out that it's changing it and follow the previous precedents that showed that there were detailed things that needed to be done before you could disestablish a reservation.